Sprightly and refreshed. Andrew Kelleher from JMI Wealth, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
This is an interesting idea from Trump, isn't it, in the share market?
Yeah, this is sort of snuck under the radar too on Friday. This is during the Friday trading session in the US. There was this announcement regarding the share market and regarding investing, as if the US share market doesn't need any more fuel on the fire. But it was reported by senior administration officials familiar with the discussion. These guys must be busy, eh, Mike? Because every time you turn around, there are senior administration officials familiar with the discussion who pop up. Anyway, the Trump administration is looking at a forthcoming package of proposed tax cuts. It is election year after all. And a part of that, it's considering ways to incentivize US households to invest into the share market. So there are several proposals apparently, but one would potentially see a portion of household income treated as tax-free for the purpose of investing outside of the traditional 401k. Now, the 401k is your regulated retirement savings account. Now, under that example, and these are numbers that have been put out there, a household earning, say, $200,000 could invest $10,000 tax-free. Now, Americans do take advantage of these tax-free benefits, so you would see a surge of investing, I suspect, into the market. There's talk of universal savings accounts, which would be combined retirement, education savings, possibly not taxing capital gains in those accounts. But what this really is looking at ways to expand ownership in the share market. And there's lots of debate over the fact that monetary policy, low interest rates have driven asset prices higher, but it only benefits those people who actually own those assets. So if you broaden the ownership base, and this would be a good way, it would be an effective way, I suspect, to attack the Democratic Party in through that election period.
Yeah, exactly. Manufacturing still in trouble here.
Yeah, a bit of data on Friday, Mike. So you've got December quarter, you've got January economic data. That'll all start feeding through now. Now, and not in all cases is this going to reflect the economic impacts of COVID-19 or the coronavirus outbreak. Now, can I just remind you that the working assumption being used by the government and the Reserve Bank is that the bulk of the restrictions that are in place and affecting New Zealand will be finished by the end of February and they'll be relaxed through March. So that's the context here. Now, this is the BNZ Business New Zealand Performance of Manufacturing Index for January. I'd like to give you good news. I can't. It's the second consecutive month of contraction. The index at 49.6, so it's under 50. Slight improvement from December, but only very slight. New orders are the only thing that's sort of holding water above 50. Production, employment, though, they're under 50, so contracting. Starting to see comments around the coronavirus there, but probably too easy for it really to have an impact. It will definitely come into play in the February numbers.
Yeah.
Yep. And we got food price index came out on Mike.
Lamb chops.
Friday as well.
Seen the price of
lamb chops. Oh, lamb chops up 14%. All you carnivores out there, you're not going to be. I don't eat red meat, so I don't really understand all this stuff. Bacon up 21%, beef mince up 13%. So the old barbecues will be getting more pricey, but the food price index, 3.5% increase in the food price index in the 12 months at the end of January. That feeds into the CPI. That's the largest annual rise in 8 years. So the Reserve Bank will be keeping a beady eye on that, whether it's feeding through into general CPI inflation.
Rhino numbers, please.
29,398 on the Dow Jones, which was down 25 on Friday. The S&P 500, 3380, up 6, so just up small. The NASDAQ, 9731, up 19. The FTSE 100 lost 43 points, 7409. The Nikkei, 26,687, down 140 points. And the Shanghai Composite, up 11, 2917. In Australasia, the ASX 200 gained 27 points, 7130, about 0.38%. We lost 0.39% on the NZX 50 on Friday, down 46 points, closing at 11,835. Now, to start the week on the wholesale markets in the currencies, one New Zealand dollar will get you 0.6435 US, 0.9576 Aussie, 0.5945 Euro, 0.4934 pounds, 70.60 Japanese yen. Gold gained about $7 on Friday, closing at $1,584.06 US cents. And Brent crude bounced actually last week, Mike, closed the week at $57.32.
Have a good one, mate. Appreciate it as always. Andrew Kelleher, vegan at jmiwealth.co.nz.